Welcome to your go-to source for entertainment. Wait for it. Gaming? Wait for it. Anime?
Plus Ultra!
Mr. Eric Almighty and Phil the Filipino? Yeah, they've got you covered. And all you gotta do is wait for it. This is the Wait For It Podcast.
Welcome back to the Wait For It Podcast. My name is Mr. Eric Almighty, and we may have reached the peak of this series because after much anticipation, we have received the gift known as Chainsaw Man in anime form. It's always tough to imagine there are many people left in the world at this point who haven't either heard of Chainsaw Man or even started reading or watching this yet. But it's never a surprise to find out just how many people miss out on something as big as this, whether it misses their radar completely, or they just don't want to give in to the hype. So for those people, that's exactly why I created this series in the first place. And while I normally wait for an anime to end before recommending it, I have the unique pleasure this time of knowing what is to come, story-wise, in the manga, and I've seen enough of the anime in its first four episodes to feel confident in going over the plot, the characters, the animation, and anything else I can fit in to convince you why you should be watching Chainsaw Man in less than 10 minutes. Our story follows a boy named Denji, who alongside his devil in dog form Pochita, are barely scraping by in every aspect of life. The two formed a contract and a bond when Denji's father passed, who left an enormous debt to the Yakuza to be burdened onto his son's shoulders. After a series of unfortunate events, Pochita and Denji become one, allowing him to transform into Chainsaw Man. Now, yes, on the surface, this sounds like your typical anime, but whether you read the first couple chapters or, as I'm recommending you do, watch the first few episodes of the anime, you can tell that something different is at play here. With a character like Denji, for example, he's lived such a hard life that you truly empathize for him. Quickly, in fact. Not only does he come across as genuinely likable, but he's easy to root for. This man just wants some bread with some jam and to cop a feel. Some would say he's very relatable. We also get introduced early on to just some of the great characters we get in this story when Denji joins the Public Safety Commission to become a devil hunter. As a devil himself, circumstances have put him in this position, and he's not greeted very kindly by many, except for Makima, the leader of this ragtag group that's being thrown together, and she's very stoic and intimidating, which gives you a quick sense that you don't really know what her true intentions or feelings are. And it's that uneasiness that is offset by the fun goofiness that you get with a character like Power, a fiend as they're known by when a devil takes over a human's body. She doesn't understand human emotion, but slowly begins to see some of the aspects of being human as she works with Denji. There's Aki on the team, who has so much more to show off at this point in the show, and many others I just won't be able to dive into here, as the series is still fresh into its first season. And maybe I haven't convinced you so far, so do me a favor, let's have the internet do the job for me. Go Google Pochita from Chainsaw Man, and once you fall in love with how adorable this devil dog with a mini chainsaw for a forehead truly is, we could probably just end the episode here. So, you're online, and you looked up Pochita. Absolutely adorable, you can't get enough, borderline obsessed. Well, if that described the type of stuff you like, why don't you stay online and take advantage of a great offer that we have with a friend of the podcast, Joyanne. She's an extremely talented artist who sells items like prints, stickers, charms, and more. Want to grab a one-of-a-kind art print? Or maybe snag a sticker of your favorite character? Exclusive to the listeners of the Wait For It Podcast, you can head on over to joyannemg.com or make it easy, hit the link in the show notes and use our code WAITFORIT15 to get 15% off anything in the shop. Support local artists while getting some really special merch. Now, the only other episode I've done on this series before the anime finished airing was Jujutsu Kaisen. And when that came out, it was right around the time I was gonna pick up Chainsaw Man in the manga. And not only did I hope at that time that Studio MAPPA would also pick up this property, I was really hoping they would go for a similar animation style. Well, they did something like that. They basically stuck their whole foot into this thing. I can't imagine the amount of effort and time put into this project because the anime is absolutely gorgeous. From its chaotic and Easter-filled opening song, Kickback by Kenshi Yonezu, to its different ending songs and visuals that are playing at the end of each episode, the production work on this anime is stunning. I, for one, think the CGI used for Chainsaw Man himself is top-notch in my opinion. Not really sure how people found a way to complain about it, because this anime literally will make you hold your breath during a scene that is just animated so perfectly, and then keep doing that to you throughout each and every episode. The sub is fantastic. Episode 1 of the dub, thoroughly enjoyed it. I mean, I'm probably overdramatic about this, but this is as good of an adaptation as I could have possibly hoped for. So, I figure as a special occasion, let's bring in another perspective from someone who went in completely blind on this after months of peer pressure.
Hello, Why You Should Watch listeners. I am your co-host, Phil Smith, aka Phil the Filipino, resident anime expert here on the Wait For It podcast. If you didn't know, just giving you guys my two cents on my experience with Chainsaw Man thus far. It has been fantastic. Obviously, this was a highly anticipated anime, and Eric had been in our ear for the last year, pretty much, because he has read the manga over and 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 over again. So I knew that I definitely had to check this out. I'm enjoying it so much that I am actually watching it in sub as well as dub, but that's a big deal for me. If you guys know me, I typically wait for the dub to come out, but this was so anticipated I had to check it out in sub, and I am really, really enjoying it. Another success for MAPPA, you know, of course, stuff like Out of High School, Attack on Titan, Jujutsu Kaisen, I guess, you know, that's fine. But anyway, I have really, really been enjoying Chainsaw Man, and I'm happy that Eric has recommended it to me, and I certainly recommend it for you if you have, for some reason, not jumped on this bandwagon yet. But yeah, Eric, enjoy the rest of your episode, and I'll see you guys later. Once again, Phil Smith, aka Phil the Filipino, resident anime expert here on the Wait For a Podcast. I know everything. I'm better than Eric. Goodbye.
So shout out to my co-host, Phil, who after months of refusing to watch any anime I recommend, in favor of binging four seasons of Stranger Things, sir, you have gained back my respect and admiration. But for those of you who, like Phil, have already jumped on the bandwagon, congratulations, because this show is as good as advertised, and you are in for a treat. Even in the middle of a fantastic anime season, with Spy Family making its return, Mob Psycho 100 Season 3, which I'm really enjoying, and I'm proud to say, My Hero Academia returning to form with a strong Season 6 so far, somehow, Chainsaw Man has managed to stand out among them, and again, there's so much more to come. Much like another anime I recommended recently, No Guns Life, whose protagonist has a gun for a head. There was so much more to that story and premise. And for Chainsaw Man, whose protagonist has a chainsaw for a head and arms. That same comment is true here as well. And if you like this episode, we have a ton of anime content in our library, so check us out and listen to more episodes wherever you're streaming your favorite podcast now. That includes Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Amazon Music, Pandora, and many, many more. You can also hit us up and engage over on social media, on Facebook and Instagram at Wait For It Podcast, on Twitter at Wait For It Pod. And in addition to previous episodes of this series, we return with another episode of Intro to Anime, where I bring on a guest to talk about how they got into the medium. And we do our first anime film on our series called Late to the Party, where we discuss films we never saw before, and we watch them for the first time. For this one, you voted on Instagram and picked Akira, which we are excited to check out. As always, thank you so much for the support. My name is Mr. Eric Almighty, and please don't forget, we release new episodes every Monday and Wednesday, and all you have to do is wait for it.
So, I heard you're looking for a go-to source for entertainment.
Wait for it?
Gaming?
Wait for it?
Anime?
Plus Ultra!
Mr. Eric Almighty and Phil the Filipino? Yeah, they've got you covered. And all you gotta do is wait for it. This is the Wait For It podcast.